Now we break into our regular programming for a KNIA KRLS breaking news program, a Marion County Board of Supervisors COVID-19 press conference. The one to count on for today's news and information and COVID-19 updates is KNIA KRLS.
Well, good afternoon. We are here at 3014 East Main, Marion County Government Offices. My name is Mark Ramey, Chairman of the Marion County Board of Supervisors. We're glad you all could join us this afternoon. We felt it was important for Marion County residents to hear from their county government and community leaders on things we are doing to address the coronavirus crisis. I'm sure you're all aware, if you've been watching the news, reading Facebook, and through various internet sources, where the country is at on this crisis. From a county perspective, we have taken several actions that I would like to highlight for you, and then I will be introducing county and city and hospital leaders to discuss things that are going on in their respective areas. First and foremost, we want to remind all of our residents, as they may have heard in the president's recent press conferences, about 15 days to slow the spread. If you have not heard about this, you can go to coronavirus.gov. This is our high-level playbook. From a county government standpoint, and we are also encouraging our city leaders to adopt a similar platform, this is what we are using to develop policy for Marion County, how we will operate, what we will do from an employment standpoint. It is very important that all of our residents understand that our federal government leaders, our state government leaders, are using this from which all of their orders, things that recently Governor Reynolds has done, this is what they're using. As Americans, we need to stop the spread or reduce the curve. And Kevin Kincaid and Jen Widener will talk briefly about that. So very important for all of us as residents, as Americans, to take this to heart. From a board perspective, Marion County yesterday approved a disaster declaration. That does not mean that we have a confirmed case of coronavirus in Marion County. Kim Dorn, our public health director, will talk about that briefly. What it means is that Marion County is now in line for federal and state aid when that becomes available. Think of it as similar to a FEMA declaration in the event of a natural disaster. So that's why the board took that action. In addition, from a workforce perspective, we have instituted self-quarantining protocols. Any employee from Marion County returning from out of state now must self-quarantine for 14 days before returning to work. They must notify HR before coming back to work. We hope our cities and other government entities adopt a similar policy. The Board of Supervisors will be meeting on a rolling basis now during these extraordinary times from 9 to 12 in the morning here at 3014. We are doing that so that we can have continual updates. That information can get to the board. We can get information to our respective county departments. That is very, very important. With that, I would like to begin introducing some of the leaders who have assembled here this afternoon to provide you updates. First of all, Ed Bull, our county attorney, will give an update on courthouse operations and the court system. Ed?
Thank you, Chairman Ramey. First and foremost, please understand that our clerk of court offices remain open, not only just here in Marion County, but across the state. That means for individuals who are seeking protective orders from domestic violence or from sexual assault can still go to the clerk of court office in person and fill out those requests, and they will be seen by a judge. Additionally, for individuals that need mental health commitment, or substance abuse commitment requests on behalf of another person, they too can go to the clerk of court and seek that same assistance. Now, with that being said, it's important to keep in mind that last night, Chief Justice Christensen provided us guidance on how we move forward. And the reality is that if you have a scheduled court date, you need to contact your attorney. More likely than not, by the close of business today, a substantial numbers of cases will have been continued or in the process of being continued. If you don't know your attorney's phone number, it will be put on our website later today, a list of all the court-appointed attorneys that do business in Marion County so that you can reach out to your attorney. If you are a pro se litigant, meaning that you are a person who does not have an attorney who is representing themselves, either in a traffic case or a criminal case or a juvenile case, please give our clerk of courts a call. But be mindful. We are attempting to process nearly 1,000 cases. It will take the clerk of court and our judges' time to continue all of those court hearings. So we're doing the best job we can. There is no point of you picking up the phone and calling today. The clerk of court doesn't have that information yet. I know that my office has received numerous phone calls already saying I have court this date. When am I coming back to court? Please bear with us. What I can tell you at this point is we are seeking to continue all court hearings until after May 4th, 2020. So as a result, hearings will be continued systematically after those dates. As it relates to the operation of business here in Marion County through your county government offices, the assessor, recorder, and treasurer's office, as well as the road department, is now closed to public interaction. Now, please note that our government offices are still working to meet the needs of our citizens. We are simply doing them via email, phone, or U.S. mail. Please keep in mind that we have a joint information that goes out twice a day. It includes all of the phone numbers and emails that you would need to know to be able to conduct business. We are mindful that there are many members of our community that don't have internet access. Mm-hmm. And as a result, please, please don't hesitate to call the dedicated public servants of Marion County who are working to meet your needs. Please leave a message if you're not able to get a hold of us directly, but we will do everything that we can to get back to you and to meet your needs exactly as if you'd walk into the courthouse. All we're doing at this time is asking you, stay at home. Heed the message of the president and of your local leaders and conduct your local business remotely, for lack of a better term. As it relates to our Veterans Affairs, please be mindful that that's now operating on a call-in appointment-only basis. So, Chairman Ramey, thank you. The Marion County Attorney's Office is still open. We'll take your phone calls. We'll take your emails. And we, too, are dedicated to the 15-day to slow the spread. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bull. Thank you. I'd like to reiterate something that Ed just said, and Jeff Anderson will touch on this toward the end of our time, that we do have a joint information center that will have all the information that you need. It's everything that we compile from a county government perspective, both from federal, state authorities. We are operating on their guidance. Marion County is not creating anything of its own at this time. We are using the very capable and competent guidance we have received from those authorities to develop our policies and processes. So I'd like to introduce Cal Wyman at this time, Chief Fire Chief here at Knoxville, to give an update on the city of Knoxville. Cal, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Chairman Ramey. As everybody has said, the city of Knoxville is on the 15-day to slow the spread. With that being said, we're working closely with the governor's office, the Board of Supervisors, hospitals, all of our public health partners, Marion County Public Health, to make sure we are following the 15 days to slow the spread. The recreation center and the library will remain closed. However, City Hall is open with front lobby access, but we ask that you do call before you come in. Most of your questions can probably be answered over the phone. All of our emergency services are open and continue to serve our customers. Again, we ask that you call and deal with us over the phone. Most of your questions can be answered over the phone. All of us remain vigilant and educated on the most up-to-date recommendations surrounding the COVID-19 situation, and we all stand ready to respond and serve our communities.
Very good.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Cal. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now I'd like to invite Mayor Don DeWarden
City of Pella. Don, thanks for coming over.
Thanks, Chairman Ramey. I'd like to publicly thank the governor's office and the leadership of Marion County for the leadership they're displaying throughout this incredibly difficult time for all of us. They've been updating us on a very regular basis, and that's really important at this time that the right information gets out so that people can stay aware of what's going on. As far as the city of Pella is concerned, we're very similar to what you just heard about Knoxville. All of our city facilities are closed at this time except for City Hall. And I also would say that if you need something from City Hall, you need some services. Our employees are still working, but if you need something, please call before you come. We want to make sure and limit the number of people that are coming in and out on a daily basis. That's really one of the important parts of this process of slowing the spread of this virus. So we would really appreciate if you do that. If you do need something, call City Hall and get your questions answered, and we'll do everything we can in our power to help take care of your needs. Obviously, last night the message went out that Tulip Time was canceled. That's a very sad thing for the city of Pella, a very agonizing decision that the Tulip Time Steering Committee had to make. Felt that it was in the best interest of all of our guests, our volunteers, and everybody to do that. It's a very fluid situation, a lot of new information coming out almost on an hourly basis. So there's just a lot of unknowns, and so that decision was made, and we'll live with that. The governor's office was kind enough to have a conference call with mayors across Iowa yesterday where they gave us an hour and a half of time to call in and ask some questions. There was a lot of participation, a lot of great questions. One of the things is that was on a lot of people's mind is summer festivals and those kind of things. And I guess the answer we can give you right now is we just don't know. We just don't know the timing on a lot of this, out of these things. And so those questions will be able to be answered as we move forward. So as far as getting out and doing things, we're encouraging people to stay home. We have to live with this 15 days to slow the spread. It's very, very critical at this time that people go to websites. If you go to our city website, all this information is there. Go get updates and do the best you can to be a part of the solution here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you. Yes, and I would like to commend the City of Pella Tulip Time Committee for taking the courageous action they did to cancel Tulip Time. We know that impacts not just Pella, but Marion County at large. And I'm sure as the situation develops, we'll have to make other difficult decisions like that. That's why, and we can't reemphasize it enough, it is very critical that this 15 days to slow the spread becomes familiar to all of us. And how we go about doing that is that we need to accept the fact that life has changed. Here in Marion County, we've even recommended that for discretionary travel, per the president's suggestion, that discretionary travel be extremely limited. And as the state indicated this morning, even employees returning from out-of-state vacations will be subject to a 14-day quarantine, self-quarantine. So it is important to understand this is serious, and we all have a part to play in slowing the spread. I'd like to invite Jen Widener from Pella Regional Hospital to give us an update there. Jen, thank you for coming over.
Thank you, Chairman Ramey. From Pella Regional and from Knoxville Hospitals, we just want to encourage the public that we are ready, and we are continually preparing and evaluating the situation from the coronavirus during this very difficult time. And with that, we have all taken steps to protect our staff, our patients, and our visitors. So you will see some things that are very different at our facilities. This week, both facilities have implemented visitor guidelines along with screening at entrances and shutting down of certain entrances. The reason is again, to spread the prevent the spread of coronavirus and just be able to serve the public during these next several weeks as this is coming, and just to continue to be prepared and serve to the best of our abilities. So we do thank our local county public health partners, Iowa Department of Public Health, and the CDC for the continued guidance that they give us, and we continue to evaluate on a daily basis to provide to the best of our abilities.
Jen, thank you.
Thank you
for the update. Thank you for coming. I'd like to invite Kevin Kincaid, CEO, Knoxville Community Hospital. Kevin, thank you for coming over.
So Chairman Ramey, here we are. a couple of things that I would add on to what Jen said. I think it's important for people to know that local government, county government, state government, federal government has been nothing but helpful in us dealing with the current situation that we're in. They have really been helpful. And I think that's important to know. And to my knowledge, 100% of our patient and visitors have been fully cooperative and understanding of what we're trying to do and trying to implement as it relates to this 15 days to slow the spread. Incredibly important. So to add to that, we all have a social responsibility to protect the most vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And that is this crucial time frame. You might be picking up on some grumblings that all these inconveniences that we're all experiencing, is it really necessary? Mm-hmm. Every expert, true expert, will tell you this is the time to act. And all of our government officials have had the courage to act before there was a problem. And in these situations, the experts tell us that if we wait until we have an outbreak, many times it's too late. So I feel very blessed to live where I live, and that I'm surrounded by people, our elected officials, that had the courage to do the right thing. As it relates to testing, that's a question that comes up constantly, and I'm sure public health will be able to address that even further in more detail. But just want you to know both Pella Regional Health Center, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, we are being very judicious on how we use our limited testing kits to make sure those are getting and are available to the most vulnerable. And I'll close by saying that until you hear from the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics and Pella Regional Health Center, we are safe places to come for care if you need care. We are safe. All the inconveniences that you are seeing and all the restrictions are us doing our jobs, keeping our building and our facilities safe for care. So that's important to know. If you need care, do not hesitate to come. Just know there's going to be some hurdles that you got to go through to get into the facility so that we can maintain our facilities as being safe, and we do the public no good if we have a breakdown in that area. So we're very serious about making sure that we maintain the safety of our facility.
Very good. Very good. Kevin, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Very timely update. Very important. I'd like to invite Justin Kingery, Lieutenant Justin Kingery from Marion County Sheriff's Office. Justin, give us an update on law enforcement and where you're at.
So right now the physical location of the Marion County Sheriff's Office is closed to the public. Our law enforcement, dispatch and jail operations are in full effect, operational. That includes in our on-site visitation for inmates is also suspended. That can be done through inmatecanteen.com. So you can still visit inmates through video visitation on inmatecanteen.com. And I would just direct, if you have any questions about how to do normal day-to-day business that you usually do at the sheriff's office, I would just refer people to the Joint Information Center, which is on our website, themarioncountyiowa.gov. So,
very good. Justin, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Doing a great job out at the Sheriff's Department. Thank you. I'd like to invite Kim Dorn, Director of Public Health. Kim, thank you for coming.
Thank you. COVID-19 is a coronavirus, and there are 7 coronaviruses. 4 are routine, and those include cold and bronchitis. There are 3 that are not routine, SARS, MERS, and COVID-19. There are no confirmed cases in Marion County at this time. That means that no person in Marion County has had a physician order a test, testing been completed, and the lab has confirmed a positive result. There is what we call community spread in Iowa. And what that means is that a person who has confirmed COVID-19 cannot be directly linked to a confirmed case. During our investigations, the person with disease does not, that means they don't report to us that they've been in close contact with someone with COVID-19. Close contact, that means being within 6 feet of somebody who you know has COVID-19. So a lot of places are taking steps to make sure that there are 6 feet between people routinely during this time.
Right. And Kim, can I just stop you there for a second? Because this is important for our community to understand. The governor issued an order yesterday closing restaurants and bars. Mayor DeWard asked this question of me earlier before we went live. Any other businesses, our local retail businesses, those types of things, we are not recommending that they close. And that is not in the governor's instruction. But we are saying that they need to practice proper crowd control per the orders of the state of Iowa, Iowa Department of Public Health, and the federal government. So we want to be very clear about that right now, that the governor's order applied to restaurants and bars and gyms, and for our other retail facilities, it is time to exercise proper control of the people who come in, ensure you are not in excess of 10 individuals. Is that a correct assessment, Kim?
That is correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
So moving on to a word about testing. That's not something that can be that you can be tested for flu A and B, and then if you're negative for that, assume that it's COVID-19. It doesn't work that way. There are other coronaviruses in circulation. So there's flu, there's colds, there's bronchitis. So all of those things need to be considered. So you can't just jump to the conclusion that I have it.
Okay.
So the only way to know if someone has COVID-19 is through testing. Now, because of the nature of community spread, none of us can really know who actually has COVID-19 and who does not. That's why we're practicing social distancing. That means not congregating in groups of more than 10 and not coming within 6 feet of others, especially if they appear sick. And I mean sick with anything, because we need to flatten that curve. That epi curve needs to be flattened. And you've probably heard the term flatten the curve. Flattening the curve means that we need to do prevention steps that slow the spread of the virus so that there's a smaller spike in hospitalizations. If everyone gets sick at the same time, the hospital system won't be able to handle it. We need to recognize that people are going to get this, but we need to slow the spread so that our hospitals don't get overrun with the population of folks, have their staff become ill, and have more deaths as a result. This is the reason the federal, state, and local government is taking these unprecedented steps for disease containment. We need to protect our most vulnerable citizens, and those would be our elderly, our people over 60 with multiple chronic disease, those who are immunocompromised. These people should not be interacting with people at this time. Long-term care should be closed to visitors, and senior centers should be closed. President Trump's 15-day initiative is the general guidance document for disease containment. The president declared a public health disaster, Governor Reynolds declared a state disaster, and Marion County Board of Supervisors has done the same. Unusual steps are being taken to contain the virus. There should be no groups of more than 10 people congregating, and we need to do this social distancing, 6 feet between people. This is a critical piece of prevention. Schools are out of session. This is another critical piece of prevention. Kids should not be gathering It's a great time for families to stay home, play outside on nice days, take a walk, go to the park, but don't interact with other people. Keep your distance, and again, 6 feet is the magic number. Restaurants, as Mark said, are doing takeouts and drive-throughs, and again, critical prevention. These new restrictions are in addition to the things that we've always recommended. Covering your cough, stay home if you're sick, call your doctor's office if you're sick to discuss an appointment. It's really important that if you're sick, you don't just go to the doctor's office. You need to call them. Wash your hands, use hand sanitizer when you can't wash, all of those routine things that we've talked about for years. So this is not to be feared, but it is certainly to be respected. Many people will get this, but we need it to happen over a longer period of time. The list of temporary changes for us as a society is long. Some things that we're really not used to doing that we really have to do. Put simply, we need you to do this. It's critical for all of our public to set aside their comfort at this time and do what's needed to quell this public health disaster. Now, a word about how we're going to change operations at Marion County Public Health. We are continuing to work. Our office is closed to the public, but we're in there working. So how we're going to continue our business is on an appointment basis only. So you would call our office at 641-828-2238, extension 0, or contact your program coordinator that you usually work with, and they will guide you through it. Meals on Wheels services will continue to be provided. Environmental Health is continuing its functions. Call Bridget at that same number, extension 251. WIC, we've got a lot of people who are on WIC and those kinds of services. And we are still providing benefits, but limiting our person-to-person contact. It's in effect until further notice. So please call WIC for further information. I want to remind everybody that eWIC is available, and we really encourage people to use that option, because then you don't have to come in at all. You just do your eWIC appointment, call our WIC gals, and they will finish the appointment over the phone. iSmile program has discontinued direct services until further notice. I'm sure that you understand, first, the schools are not in operation right now, and secondly, we don't want our dental hygienists that close up. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we need to make sure that we are protecting them as well. General Relief will continue by appointment only, so please call and let us know if you have those concerns or those needs, and we will direct you. Cross Mental Health Office is also operating by telephone appointments. So that's a lot of information. The information that I just gave you will be on the JIC daily situation that's available, and I think Jeff's going to talk about that.
All right. Very good. Kim, thank you.
Yes,
thank you for that
welcome.
Update. We appreciate it very much. I'd like to introduce Jeff Anderson, Director of Marion County Emergency Management. Jeff, thank you for being here. Thank you, Kim.
Yep.
Thank you, Mark. First of all, I would like to thank you and everybody else that has spoken before me for your leadership, their leadership, for basically the last week. We're in uncharted territory. It's been kind of a trying time, but it's been very reassuring to me that all of you, when called upon, have risen to the occasion and assumed your roles as leaders of Marion County.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
We continue to put significant resources into the operation of the Marion County Joint Information Center. You'll hear it abbreviated as the JIC. For Marion County residents, the JIC should be their source for information for local actions being taken in response to the COVID-19 situation. To receive the releases from the JIC, which will continue to occur at 11 a.m., 4 p.m. daily until further notice, individuals can send an email to the following email address. It's marionjic marioncountyiowa.gov. I'll repeat it, Marion Jick, J-I-C, @marioncountyiowa.gov. And last, Mark, my office, as you know, has been in constant communication with all of the Marion County emergency response partners, as well as Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management. And we will continue to coordinate resources and information between all of the federal, state, and local partners. Rest assured that all of your leaders, those that are elected, and those that are appointed to emergency response roles, are working in partnership to protect the residents of Marion County.
Very good. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you,
Mark.
Thank
you very much. Thank you. So in closing, I'd just like to say again and reiterate first my thanks for those individuals who came here today. From a Marion County perspective, our residents, we want you to know that we are on this. We have none of us signed up for roles like this, as I know many of you did not expect anything like this to happen in your daily lives as well. But these people are rising to the occasion, and we are very proud of the work they have done thus far and the work that they will do as this crisis develops. We encourage all of you to stay informed, to continue to look at the information posted on the websites that we have referenced and will continue to reference through our media outlets. And also, please, take this seriously. I think you heard in all of the comments that were made during this broadcast that the 15 days to slow the spread is what all of us as citizens need to do, must do, in order to gain a foothold against this virus. So we encourage you to do so. We will keep you updated as the situation warrants. Thanks to Dr. Bob and our fellow media outlets for allowing us this time. Thank you.
That concludes a KNIA KRLS breaking news program, a Marion County Board of Supervisors COVID-19 press conference. The one to count on for today's news and information and COVID-19 updates is KNIA KRLS.